Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My father tried to call me a bunch yesterday while I was on air. And I only talked to him for about 30 seconds because I answered the phone right before I went back live. And he's like, hey, there's an Occupy the Fed event at this road and that road today. And I thought he was talking about Austin. He was talking about Dallas. And then he called me a couple times last night and I missed his call. And he called me a couple times this morning. And again, he calls me maybe once a week or every 2 weeks. He's call after call. So I call him back and I go, what's going on? And he goes, well, you didn't cover it. You didn't talk about it. And I said, I didn't talk about what? And I had the article yesterday and I did read it and I was aware of it. And I am so blind now because I'm so close to this thing. It's like when you're 1 inch away from the elephant, you know, it's gray skin, it's got black hair, it smells a little bit, but you can't really tell what it is. You got to back off 10 feet and go, that's an elephant. I'm so close to it that when I read things now, the admissions of world government and secret private cities vying for global control, and Lord Blackheath comes out and admits world government in the House of Lords. I see this stuff now every day, at least every week, and I don't cover it because I already know it's true. I've known it's true for 18 years. I've been on air 16 plus. I've been awake for 18 years to a great extent, learning always more, but to the basics, 18 years. And I have got a big blind spot. So please, folks, you send me emails and say, why aren't you covering this or that? It's because I already know this stuff, just like you already know this stuff. And so I just start thinking everybody knows it. It's like, oh, here's another big article. Globalists fighting with each other over what city-state will rule. Will it be Israel? Will it be the Vatican? Will it be the city of London? Will it be D.C.? They're getting down to the final phase here and fighting with each other. How do the Russians play in? How do the Chinese play into all this? And they're all run by their own mafias that always create their own little city-states, like Moscow and the Politburo, the Duma. And here's John Major, and it's buried in a Daily Mail article. It's in a bunch of other articles, too. In fact, this is the one. I couldn't even find the one I had yesterday and read, where it got into even more of it. I'm going to look for it during a break. But golden chance to win back power from EU. And they talk about the Maastricht Treaty and how it set up the city of London to be its own entity, exempt from EU rules, and how under this new private superstate, getting rid of all sovereignty in Europe, that if England stays signed on to this, they will lose all their power, and the city of London itself will be absorbed into the city of Frankfurt. And, of course, the Treaty of Rome setting up the euro that does have, people always want me to talk about the Vatican this, Vatican that. I try to not get into this religious group, that religious group, try to stay out of all that. But the point is, the institution of the Vatican, the money power of it, that is so wealthy it's untold, was involved, the Vatican brags, at the heart of setting up the euro. That's why it's the Treaty of Rome, signed there in Rome, there at the Vatican, 1957, to set up the euro. So here's John Major. And again, my dad called me right before I went on air again, because I'd been playing phone tag this morning. And this, I said, hey, print me an article about John Major wanting power back from the EU. And I got the Daily Mail. This is not the one I read yesterday. It was like London Guardian or London Telegraph. I forget. I need that. I had a Lord Monckton joining us. So I got Lord Monckton not coming on about carbon taxes to fund the global commissariat and the apparatchiks they've got out pushing it. But specifically on euro tyranny and the fact that people in UK Independence Party and others have pointed out over 70% of UK laws are EU bureaucratic laws. He found a bunch. Financial Times of London, Fox News, a bunch of other ones with that. So that's coming up. We got some really scary news on Occupy Wall Street. This is degenerating quickly. And our worst fears are now being realized. They're now banning the First Amendment. Here in Austin, they told Darren McBreen's son, get out of here with your dirty Ron Paul sign. That also happened in San Antonio. It's all coming up.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, my friends, we have an incredibly jam-packed radio broadcast lined up for you today. You're not going to want to miss any of the information we're going to cover here. Adam Kokesh of Adam vs. the Man radio and TV show will be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour for about 20 minutes. Adam has gotten some amazing video of the Occupy Wall Street calling for collectivism, calling for people that don't agree with them to be arrested in D.C. with the Occupy Wall Street D.C. people. That, of course, was the top main link on Drudge a week and a half ago, the big jumbo Tyrannosaurus Godzilla number one link on the internet to get that link. A big story. And I got criticized for posting his video, having Paul Watson write an article about it, by the Occupy Wall Street people. They said, that is not indicative of us. We are open and inclusive. We are not authoritarians. We don't agree with Michael Moore, who says capitalism's the problem. You're just trying to make this look like it's Democratic operatives. Well, Adam Kokesh isn't a Democrat or a Republican, and he's well known for that. Same with yours truly. We just cover what we see. And then I sent reporters different parts of the country, and I did find that the grassroots were upset about the bailouts, upset about the private Federal Reserve, upset about not being able to get jobs, the economy, where we're going. But that there were Democratic Party operatives, MoveOn.org, George Soros people there, and that the unions were trying to take it over, SEIU and others that routinely, you know, go out and beat up Tea Party people. And so all that's going on. But I'm saying, yeah, it's diverse. And then in Dallas at our In the Fed event Friday, about 100 of the Occupy Wall Street across the street from our 400, I was told were bullhorning us, kind of saying some mean things. So I went over and bullhorned back and then noticed that about half the signs were In the Fed. So it was a bunch of our people over there with them trying to educate them. And then they came over and were somewhat friendly. The same thing happened a little bit in Houston, but then I said, look, I'm your friend. And so they came over and joined us. And I said, go down to their encampment at the park down the street. And it was all a great deal. Now, I get to San Antonio. I'm going to the story more in a moment. I'm always start trying to mention who's coming up today. And then I start just getting into the news right away. And Matt Medina, the head of We Are Change down there, great activist, friends with him for years. And others, some of the We Are Change folks had called me earlier in the week, so had Medina, and they said, well, no, most of these people are taking Ron Paul and InfoWars stickers and are aware of the Fed and want to march with us to the Fed, and they're good. There are some move on people trying to stir stuff up, but they're not running things. So overall, this has not been taken over. Well, he showed up Sunday, and the video's up at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we also posted this morning at InfoWars.com. And he said, they came in and they said, you don't talk to Medina, no Ron Paul stickers, we're not against the Fed, just like Michael Moore said, oh no, the Fed, it's good. The problem is capitalism, anybody having property, except, of course, for people worth hundreds of millions like Michael Moore. And then now there's a new video out from Kokesh, and we've got him coming on, as I said, here in about 50 minutes from now, a new video. And our headline on it is Occupy Agitators Attempt to Ban First Amendment. And I would actually, that's a good headline Watson gave, but I would just say Occupy Organizers. Because they play this mind game of, we're not in charge, but we are in charge. So all of that is happening and going on. And now there is video of the Occupy agitators attempt to ban the First Amendment in this supposed public meeting that everybody's invited to for this grand collective where they steer it the way they want, but they're telling them you're not allowed to videotape in here, though other people can videotape. And it gets worse. Darren McBreen, our reporter, and I've met his son. His son's a senior in high school. He went down to the Occupy Wall Street event yesterday here in Austin. and he had a Ron Paul sign. And they came over to him and said, that's not welcome here. Get it out of here. But they could have their SEIU union signs. They could have their tax the rich signs. They could have their Democratic talking points. In Manhattan, they're marching to Republican billionaires' houses, the Koch brothers and other people like Rupert Murdoch. I mean, you could see this is now a Democrat agenda. You don't bring your Ron Paul here. You don't march on the Fed. You don't have in the Fed signs here. You understand? No, don't come to our group and try to get them to come out to your march Sunday or to come out to protest the Fed. We like the Federal Reserve. And they have these little whisper campaigns, and they're leading it. They send in professional agitators, and they say, we're all here. We're not going to be co-opted. MoveOn.org loves you. Obama loves you. And they play this mind game. So the only information now allowed in Occupy Wall Street is if you want to have a yoga event and not chant, that's what happened in Austin. I'm not knocking folks that do yoga. Certainly good for you. My point is that's what they did. And they come up and they say, don't have Ron Paul here. And I'm getting these reports all over the country, from Denver, you name it, that you don't bring Ron Paul here. Do you understand us? We're for freedom. You want to call for communism, you want to call for collectivism, you want to call for taxing the rich, you want to call for some blanket Wall Street's evil, that's wonderful. But you don't actually talk about the global kingpins that are caught laundering the money and that have gotten tens of trillions in bailout money and that want to implode our society, the private Federal Reserve. And I've had calls from all over the country, and I've had reporters where the Occupy Wall Street people that, quote, are leading things but aren't, will say at every event, no, even when they're sometimes marched by the Fed, they were like, we're not going to stop there. We'll be arrested. That's federal property. They're not our problem. Wall Street is. And so they tell them, just like Michael Moore, it's federal. It's our friend. I mean, what do you expect George Soros-led movements to do? MSNBC, General Electric bomb makers. They love Obama. They love the wars, the torture, the secret arrest, the endless tyranny. They're very pleased. They've got their professional psych warfare people in there, and it looks like they're starting to win. They're starting to fully try to take it over, and they'll just march right up to you. Whether it's North Carolina or Texas, whether it's Colorado, New York, or D.C., and they tell you, you get your stinking Ron Paul signs out of here. And the SEIU folks, well known, are just going. And Warren Buffett, George Soros, Rockefeller, they've got Herman Cain on the right calling for the same thing they are, a VAT or sales tax on top of a succulent carbon tax. And they got Mitt Romney calling for a carbon tax. And they got Rick Perry in the past pushing it and loving Al Gore. And it doesn't matter because people love to be conned. And Rick Perry gets out there with a big giant red axe on TV and talks about he's going to axe things when he doubled the size of Texas government, and he actually takes credit for Texas being a great state. So it's amazing. We got to get these videos and articles out to everybody. Occupy agitators attempt to ban First Amendment. Here's another one, zombie training. Mike Adams sees straight. Occupy Wall Street Atlanta turns into collective hypnosis, one voice weirdness. Yeah, that's what it is. There's a void. We stand for nothing except getting rich people. Let's march to the Koch brothers' house, those dirty Republicans. You've got all the Federal Reserve people endorsing Occupy Wall Street. You've got Obama doing it and saying, I agree with you. We need to tax the rich more. That's what I'm trying to do. 5% surtax on people making $1 million. That's your biggest hires right there. The billionaires, they're offshore. And a tax increase of people making over $125,000 a year. That will put a country already in a deep coma into cardiac arrest. And the bankers know that. The bankers know that. They love that. And this is such an important article. Occupy agitators attempt to ban the First Amendment. And when Kokesh joins us, we'll play part of that video. Foul-mouthed collectivists don't want their creepy consensus meetings being filmed and being led. This came out 2 days ago by known CIA-funded groups in D.C. and New York. CIA psychological warfare-trained people. Same folks giving you the Arab Spring, now banning Christianity, basically, and burning down churches from Afghanistan to Egypt, which is exactly what the globalists want to set up a new clash of civilizations. A new video from the Occupy event in Washington portrays how leftist agitators are busy trying to drown out any message that doesn't correlate with their collectivist consensus. This is in public outdoor meetings. They come up and say, this is happening in Austin. McBreen's mad. I mean, his son, high schooler, goes out there with his Ron Paul sign, and they're like, get out of here, boy. You're not wanted here. In fact, McBreen, I know it's still going on today. If you want to go out there, run out there with a Ron Paul sign. Let him show it. In fact, I think we've got Ron Paul banners around here, but not any little signs. Why don't you just get two color printouts and put them on a stick or some cardboard and get out there? I mean, show people. It seems as though some of the agitators who have latched on to Occupy movement are only happy with people expressing the First Amendment right and a participant completely agrees with their point of view. And it goes on, Adam Kukesh blocked from filming Occupy DC General Assembly because they're so free. This is freedom. It's like, don't film Congress, don't film courtside city council meetings. Where have we heard of this before? Don't film Fidel Castro meetings. Two foul-mouthed leftists attempt to block independent journalist Adam Kukesh from filming at public protest taking place in public square, making insane arguments about the participants feeling threatened by appearing on camera, despite the fact that they are demonstrating in the middle of America's capital city. And then we have Matthew Medina below that. He gets into all of it. Same thing happened to him. You get out of here. We're not talking about the Federal Reserve. It's our friend. George Soros said so. Now you take your Ron Paul and your Alex Jones and you get out of here. Get out of here. SEIU. So it is really disgusting to see confirmation all over the country that Occupy Wall Street 3 weeks in has been co-opted to a great extent. Now, battles are like waves. You know, they go in, crash against the shore, and then go back the other direction. And hopefully we won't listen to the neocons who say, don't go to those meetings, they're all hippies, which, you know, they're all communist, which then makes it a self-fulfilling prophecy where conservatives and libertarians and constitutionalists then don't go to the Occupy Wall Street, don't get in the field, don't get media attention, don't bring up in the Fed, don't bring up the banker bailouts, don't bring up the monopoly collectivist crony globalist. Just like they came out and said the Tea Party's all right-wingers, and by the way, they're only white, and by the way, they don't like you if you are another color. That was meant to then make people go, well, I want lower taxes and less regulations. I want freedom, but since I've got some pigment in my skin, I better not go to that meeting. I better not go. See, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And this is what happened with the Occupy Wall Street. I'm going to go to break and come back with all the other news. And it's big, folks. It's big. Lord Monckton's joining us. Zach Carter with a group of mainly black hip-hop rappers, folks like KSR-1, you name it. Are going to travel the country for Ron Paul. Very, very, very exciting information. We're going to get some of those folks on. Immortal Technique is supposed to be part of this nationwide tour to support Ron Paul. Very, very exciting. So we're going to be breaking that down with Zach Carter in the last 30 minutes today, shattering the left-right paradigm, getting past all this race business and down to real fundamentals and how the world really works. That's what the system is scared to death of. Okay, we all want freedom. Everybody has the light of liberty in their eyes. Who's ever been exposed to it or ever discovered it? That's what was so wonderful about going to those three events was people of every race, religion, creed, there wanting freedom. There with their children, a lot of little children there, learning about freedom, parents that care about their children's future. We are all in this thing together. And we can't let the globalists play us off against each other. That would be a travesty of justice. Now, I want to get into some big economic news. Golden chance to win back power from EU. That's one of the headlines. A lot of world government has now been admitted. A lot of inside baseball. Some really huge issues. That's why Lord Monckton's joining us. But I'll get to some of that before and some of the other news before our guest joins us, and some big military NATO news as well. But it is a shame that they typecast the Tea Party and tried to have the Republicans take it over, and they did to a certain extent. But they had to pay a big price for that. Rick Perry had to act like Ron Paul and badmouth the Federal Reserve. Others had to. Now they've sent in Herman Cain, and he's trying to fool Republicans that a whole new taxing system on top of the income tax is really a way to, you know, be conservative. I mean, give me a break. It's new taxes to the banksters, the same ones that gave us the income tax in 1913. This is so transparent when you're awake and informed, and it's hard to watch people so ignorant. But we do need to spank Occupy Wall Street because it is quickly being psyoped and quickly taken over by Democratic Party operatives who are being very deceptive and saying, we're not Democratic Party operatives. We're from MoveOn.org, and we're from Soros, and we're from these big unions. Now let's march to the Koch brothers' house, the conservative family that gives money to conservative causes. Let's go after Rupert Murdoch. You know, that's in the news today, marching to their houses and saying, we want your money. Well, last time I checked, the Koch brothers didn't take any banker bailout money. Last time I checked, Rupert Murdoch gives money to Republicans and Democrats, but is known as being a Republican because he is there to monopolize that movement and control it. But you guys are in there going after one of your best people who's helped make sure conservatives never woke up and took this country back. He's in the same bed as Obama, there to make sure liberals never wake up. But if you look at the list, there's a list of, what, six billionaires in New York. They're all Republicans. Every one of them is known as a Republican. Oh, but this isn't Democratic. You want to play that psyop that you're the grassroots so that everybody who's in the grassroots thinks that Obama and the Federal Reserve agenda is grassroots. You want to make it grassroots for tax increases across the board. You want to make it grassroots to think that the Democratic Party isn't bought and paid for by the most corrupt elements of Wall Street. That'd be the private Federal Reserve. People keep asking me, Alex, why not just go after Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America? Why are you going after the Federal Reserve? The Federal Reserve is them. They're the shareholders of it. That's how they get this quasi-government power. I want to take the fire away from the dragon. You got that?
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of October, 2011. Adam Kokesh confronted in public by the royal Occupy DC people who previously called for authoritarian rule and total wealth confiscation and the Sovietization of America. Michael Moore, of course, saying the same thing. Kokesh told he can't videotape in America in public. And now we're being told the same thing. Our reporters, our listeners, all over the United States. You take your stinking Ron Paul and you get out of here. We're going to march now to Republican billionaires' houses, and we're going to praise tax increases in the Obama agenda. And then every time you criticize us, we're going to say, we don't have any political view. How dare you be partisan? This is incredible. I remember 2 years ago seeing Republicans try to kick out Ron Paul supporters at Tea Party events across the country, saying, don't try to take over our movement. A movement started by Ron Paul supporters in Austin, Texas, and Boston, Massachusetts. It's the same thing. I've had the Occupy Fed people send me emails. I've seen videos they've done saying, we don't want you here, Alex Jones, co-opting our Occupy Wall Street. I don't want to co-opt your movement for collectivism. I'm there saying we've been protesting the Fed for decades. For decades. And we're pointing out to the public who is concerned about the real threat that we better get out there and get media attention on the real threat. Not some general nebulous thing about let's raise taxes on the rich, which is exactly what the Federal Reserve, I mean, just type in Federal Reserve calls for value-added tax. Type in Council on Foreign Relations, which basically is the political arm of the Federal Reserve, calls for a VAT or national sales tax. In fact, show people right now, please. Just type in Council on Foreign Relations, national VAT is needed to pay off debt. CFR calls for national VAT. Federal Reserve calls for national VAT. I mean, they're saying to pay off the debt you owe America, we need this. And this is the Federal Reserve that maneuvered us, the wealthiest country in the world, 50 years ago to now the biggest debtor nation. We had half the world's wealth just a few decades ago. Now we're a giant debtor nation. All stolen through fraud. And that they've got 20-30% of the people on some type of government assistance that they can now use as their dependents, as their army. And they've now deployed these people onto the streets who are ignorant to say, raise taxes. And I've got to watch every major neocon talk show host call for VAT and sales taxes to pay off, quote, what we owe when it's not our debt, 90%+ of it. I got to watch Herman Cain, the former head of the Kansas City Federal Reserve, an extremely high-level position. That's almost as high as it gets. You got the head of the New York Fed, that's about all there is above it. And what's he calling for? A sales tax on top of the income tax and the Social Security tax. Those will just be lowered at first. What did I tell you for 16 years the plan is? They're going to sell you on a VAT or sales tax to get rid of the income tax, and they're going to keep all of them. I know them. I know the enemy. I eat, sleep, and drink them because I saw what they did in 1913. We got to get a report out on this. They came out and said, we just want a 1% tax on millionaires, which were billionaires of the day. Of course, the Rockefellers on record were worth about $3 billion at the time. That would be in trillions today. And, of course, they wrote the whole thing, and they had loopholes where they were exempt from it until World War II, and they expanded it as a withholding on everybody as a wartime tax. And by the 50s, they jacked up those taxes something fierce because Americans were patriotic. So they started taxing auto plant workers, 50% income tax. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're going to bring all that back again. All of you people, just like the fools that went and tried to get Obama elected. And I'm not saying McCain would have been good either. That's how they control it. It's how Don King controls a fight. He owns both fighters. Point is, you thought, oh, thank you, Mr. President, when he was president-elect, I'll soon get a free car, free house, everything free, free education. And Obama would go along with it. He'd say, you bet, I'm going to get it for you free. Did you get all that free? Let me tell you something. This whole George Soros thing, this whole globalist Warren Buffett thing with these wicked old men, Soros has been convicted in multiple countries. He just lost his appeal in France for crimes of ripping people off and destroying currencies and destroying people's pension funds. This is a guy who aided and abetted the Nazis rounding up his own people on record and gave a 60 Minutes interview saying he was pretty much proud of it. And you're told he's a humanitarian. And he's a guy that owns organizations and media outlets that attack this radio show every day and send private detectives around trying to find dirt on him, yours truly, and they can't find it. Because it doesn't exist. I'm an open book. I stole beer a couple times when I was a kid out of the backs of golf carts. I've smoked pot with Joe Rogan. Whoop-dee-doo. Smoked pot about once a year. Just to test it out. See if I'm for legalizing it. When I drive fast, Had a lot of girlfriends in college. Got anything else? Try to manufacture some stuff. You're not going to find it. I'm a red-blooded American, and you don't like it. You don't like it, do you? Make me sick. And you think you're going to sit there and be able to successfully lead all these people down a rat hole. I got to sit here and watch George Soros. I have had Media Matters on the phone, one of their head editors. Last year they wanted to interview me. And I said, George Soros funds you. And the guy laughed and said, no, he doesn't. And I pulled right up on the federal filings while I was on the phone. I said, here's a million here, a million there. And the guy started laughing. He goes, oh, you know how to do your research. I mean, they just talk to me like I'm an animal. Like I'm not even a real person. You're talking to a real person here. You got that, Jack? You're talking to somebody who is awake, who isn't looking to be conned, who doesn't play into your games. I'm not willfully ignorant. And you know, I know a secret. I know that I'm just average intelligence and that other people are just in a trance, a literal trance. And I'm going to unlock their trance because that's the one gift God gave me is I know how to unlock people's minds. Not to even give them my information. I know how to kick those chains off and kick that door open to get them to get some fresh air in and see what's really going on. And we are going to identify you and we're going to bring you to justice. We've got some Nazi sympathizer strutting around trying to destabilize our country and our dollar and trying to go around politically and shut down free speech in this country and demonizing yours truly and trying to take over the Occupy Wall Street. This is a guy who overthrew countries in Eastern Europe and put new tyrannies in. This is a guy with the Georgians that tried to start a war with Russia. This is a monster parasite. It's time that these people not sit around and have the fake moral high ground and lecture us all day. These are not liberals. Al Gore is not a liberal. He is a degenerate, disgusting, transparent roach, a maggot, a mosquito, a diseased parasite, dripping with con artistry. Folks, you all have discernment. Use it. Use it. What does your discernment tell you about Alex Jones right now? Do you see me? Look at me. Look at me. You know what that means? Look at my soul. Look at me. Use your discernment. It's there. Now, think about Al Gore. What is that? Well, what comes to mind there? Yeah. You got discernment. Start using it. Start using it. Start researching. All right, I'm ranting. I want to. I want to calm down here for a moment, and I want to just give me a document cam shot if you can, right over here. I want to show people a couple articles here. We've reached a just in the general area. We've reached a Rubicon point where the Democrats are now basically trying to trash their own minion, Barack Obama. I'm going to be covering that later. That's a big deal. We've now reached that point. California governor is saying they're going to protect warrantless wiretapping of cell phones. Also, they're going to go ahead with the lying to kids and saying it's the law to take shots and giving them shots without parental consent. That's really what they're doing over there. We've got the Occupy agitators attempt to ban First Amendment. There's also another big article that Paul Watson did today that's very important that needs to get more attention. VeriSign, we can even document cam over here. VeriSign demands power to kill abusive websites. I need to get to that. Manager of all.com. Internet addresses seeks authority to terminate domains on government order without legal oversight. No judge, no jury. Just the agencies say it happens. Unbelievable information. And I want to break down for everybody listening. They've announced scores of new bank fees. Not just the $5 fee with Bank of America every time you use your debit card. You use your debit card to pay for gas, You don't like having a credit card being in debt. Credit card as well, they charge you $5. The cashless society is a trap. Once everything's cashless, once they make you do automatic transfer, this has always been the plan, once they make you have a bank account, sometimes you've got to have bank accounts now to even rent a car, whatever. Once you're in their system, now they can devalue the currency how they want. They can trap you and put fines and fees on everything. And they're getting rid of the retail division of banking. They're phasing it out. Laying off per megabank tens of thousands. And they've laid off 50-something thousand just the last 6 months at Bank of America. And it's all in their retail division. Because the global central banks can issue and print tens of trillions at will. Less than 1% of the money out there is in physical paper. It's a hassle for them to even deal with it. In the old days, for every dollar in the bank, they could loan out 10. That's fractional reserve banking. In Europe, it was for every dollar, they could loan out 8, or for every euro, or every mark, whatever it was at the time. Now, it's like, hey, you don't get it. You're going to have to be digital and cashless, because that's how all business is now basically set up. And when you do it, you're going to pay tolls every step of the way. You're little prisoners now. And by the way, we're going to track everything you do in real time and sell it to hundreds of corporations and the government. Facebook, Google, pizza places, everything. The only way to fight this is only buy from small companies and try to go cashless as much as possible. But I'll tell you this, they've gotten now around 90% of transactions cashless. And so if we weren't in the cashless society right now, I mean, how do you fight the Matrix? You jack into it. If we weren't in the Matrix ourselves, we wouldn't be in the game. I don't know, somebody comes along with $3, $4 million a year, gives me that cash on the barrel head. I can phase out a lot of our cashless systems, but it's still digital online, virtual. And they're now announcing, I'm going to get to this later, VeriSign demands power to kill abusive websites. No judge, no jury. And you're already seeing cases where they'll want to shut down one gambling site, even another country, and they'll just shut down 50,000 websites at an entire giant server company, and the feds just haul it all off and don't even apologize. And even city websites are down. County websites, they don't care. And the Justice Department just does it. A bunch of lawless narcotics traffickers, Justice Department caught again, authorizing Sinaloa and others to ship in tens of tons a month of cocaine and other drugs, shipping guns right back down to Sinaloa to knock out their enemy, not just letting guns be sold at stores. That was the cover to blame the Second Amendment. The ATF delivering 18-wheeler loads to Sinaloa. 18-wheeler loads. Multiple 18-wheelers. And where do they find them? At the head enforcer of Sinaloa's house. At his compound. He's running the border op. He's paramilitary, black army, secret army, shadow army. You got a bunch of narcotics trafficking cocaine dealers that have got the power of the federal courts with a 98% conviction rate, a mafia of hardcore criminals. And that's why I have no respect for any of these badges or any of these groups. You know, I've had FBI show up here before for internet stuff or whatever, and the Secret Service before. And I just look at them and I say, I have no respect for you. You work for an agency of narcotics trafficking murderers. And a lot of times they'll just kind of look at me and I go, well, you don't know? And they'll kind of smile and go, no, I don't know. And I go, yeah, you do. Like the Border Patrol, 98 miles into, never even went outside the U.S. down there a few weeks ago. They want to search my car. And I'm like, the government deals the drugs, man. You want to search me? I'm not a cowboy. I'm not cutting into your business. I don't sell what you... I mean, it's over. The government's illegitimate. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. And we've got to delegitimize these people and just start realizing they're a criminal joke. And if an FBI guy's listening, well, I'm not a criminal. I investigate bank robberies. Yeah, I know. You're all compartmentalized. About half of you, from the experts I've talked to in my own analysis, are on the white side. But you're at the toilet attendant level. You're out handling little things for public consumption. The other half, the guys that laugh at you in the coffee room, they're not just into drugs, folks. They're into running little kids. DynCorp, Halliburton, FBI, DEA, ATF. I mean, you're working for agencies that make snuff films little kids getting killed. I mean, you're signed on with the devil. Okay? And just because you're living in denial and want to say that isn't true doesn't mean it's not. And it's all going to come out. That's the thing about evil. No matter how far you bury something, the deepest ocean, it's going to wash up on the shore. Look at what's already washed up on the beach. What else you think is going to wash up? You better hit your knees right now to God. You better repent, and you better tell God to guide you and lead you and direct you, and that you want to join the good guys. We're here. We're here with light in our eyes, with liberty in our hearts. We're here. Eternity is staring you in the face. Join us now. Join us. The guy a few weeks ago that made so much news coming out and saying that Goldman Sachs ruled the world, the stock trader who made so much attention on BBC, he's going to be joining us tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. We also got Max Keiser joining us, and we're going to premiere an interview we did with a father and his autistic son out at the End of the Fed in Dallas. Very powerful. That's tonight. PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member, by being a member, you support the front lines of the alternative media, and then we lovingly allow it to be leaked out, the show, to the YouTube channels and everywhere else where it's seen by millions of people a week. Conservatively, we've looked at it. About 2 million people a week are watching it free online, which is good, but it'll grow over time. Members get it live and first and in higher quality, and all the films and 8.5 years of material and a higher quality audio podcast, commercial free, all in one spot. PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, now is the time. Well, let's get Kokesh on at 2:08 because I want the full audience to hear him. Continuing here, we're now not just carrying Made in America sports bottles, stainless steel, that have filters in them that can do, 100 gallons and reduce everything to non-detectable levels. We now have these sports canteens that are very affordable, that are just the canteens that have Infowars.com on them because people have requested them. We basically put in the store whatever you request, and it's put us in good stead. And selling such useful baubles, trinkets, and other items also supports our transmission. We're not George Soros New World Order funded. We're not like MSNBC that got hundreds of millions of dollars of your stolen banker bailout money, your tax money. You know, we're supported by you, period. And we've got a big nut to crack every month. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, please become one. If you haven't bought the different movies and books and DVDs and T-shirts and things and baseball caps that have Infowars.com on them, everything in the store helps spread the word. You want to meet like-minded people? Buy some books. Buy some videos. Educate yourself more. Then hand it out to friends and family. Wear the T-shirt. The InfoWars.com T-shirts. Get out there. You will meet fellow InfoWarriors. I always marvel at callers who call into the show. And they say, wow, I wore an InfoWars shirt out to on the street and 50 people came up to me. And I met my wife that way. In fact, I went to a UFC this weekend because I was down in Houston already for In the Fed, and Joe Rogan called up and said, hey, man, you're in town. Get over here. So I went over and had dinner with him or lunch and then went to the fights. And I got stopped all over by people saying they were listeners, and also, again, a couple saying, we met when I was wearing an Infowars.com shirt 5 years ago, like you said. Yeah, I'm not joking around here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the way. Wear your colors. Again, Infowars.com. We've also added the powerful Pro-Pure gravity-fed filters. They're like the Berkeys, but they've got even bigger filters. You can look at the specs of the Pro-Pure stacked up against the major competition. There's unfortunately no comparison there. So I have done a lot of research, and I believe Pro-Pure is the best system. They have the fluoride filters as well. They're available, Infowars.com. Or if you have any questions about specials or combos, we got the two great ladies up front ready to take your calls at 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Pro Pure, the, in my view, number one gravity-fed filter stainless steel in the world. Again, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, I haven't even gotten into the big world government news that's hiding in plain view in the media, dealing with the Euro takeover, Lord Monkey's coming up, Adam Kokesh, and more.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, Hank Williams Jr. has released a song about getting fired from the NFL. More of this Soviet-style censorship. We're going to play part of that. We got Adam Kokesh joining us, who's caught more devastating video. The Occupy America for Sovietism movement. That's more and more becoming that. We tried to stop it and had some success getting in the Fed mixed in, but they now see that as vampires that see high noon. I want to salute, and I will be going up there myself or at least sending reporters up there, as I promised to do this weekend. There have been upwards of 20 people, sometimes it's only five or six, continually occupying the Dallas head branch of Region 11. And they are getting attention in the news up in Dallas. And they've had another big rally yesterday, I'm told, up in Dallas that got some attention. So great job. I think I'm going to send, I've got limited reporters is the problem. We don't have enough people. We don't have enough funds to have enough reporters to really do what we could be doing. I'm not complaining. Just please support us. We get enough PrisonPlanet.tv members. We can. Videos, Occupy the Fed, Dallas going strong. And it's got people there in day three, four, five, there right through to last night, all up at Infowars.com. Videos, Occupy the Fed, Dallas going strong in Dallas, Texas, following Alex's rally last week at the Federal Reserve. The movement to draw attention to the cartel of private bankers fraudulently masquerading as a federal agency is going strong. I probably need to add to this article that, hey, you know, I've called for people to continue to protest Federal Reserve locations, to continue. Because now more than ever, we've, A, got to try to go to Occupy Wall Street and say, hey, would you like to go after who actually did this economically? Would you actually like to get out of this? Or do you just want to get conned and pay trillions more in VAT taxes like Herman Cain wants and George Soros and Warren Buffett want and Bill Gates wants to the Federal Reserve? Because that's what the very same ECB, European Central Bank in Europe, same shareholders is setting up there to rape people. And they've just dispensed with it's for the poor. They're like, we run things. We're holding you financially hostage. We control your finance ministers. We're doing it. Shut up. We have troops standing by with machine guns. And if you don't go along with us, it's over. So, again, talking to all the folks that are out there, I want to make it clear. We're going to be talking to Adam Kokesh about it in a moment, but it is essential. Who knows? I'll probably, I've just got to pick a time to drive up to Dallas and join people. As I said, if people stayed there and it was good numbers, I would go up there, that I would at least send to reporters. It's just then I start thinking about how much more good I can do doing the radio, doing the TV. And I've also got some other things I want to do on the road. But they're just doing an incredible job up there. So please get to the Dallas Fed. If you can just stay 24 hours, that's great. Or if you know, you get a motel for a couple days and stay there when you can. The power of people out there with signs freaks out these globalists. They know every demonstrator represents 1,000 to 10,000 people, depending on which actuary they look at. Especially for conservative, constitutional, libertarian types, they know that those statistically are not the types that are joiners or protesters. They know that. They know once you blow your top, you do a 1776. We've got to not let the George Soros people take over opposition to government corruption and corporate corruption and then call for exactly what the globalists want. Also, on this video page, somebody's posted, I guess American Phoenix 57 has posted a lot of quotes that, by the way, I do know are from the actual publications, because I've vetted these very quotes before. Here's a quote of the day. We are likely to do better by building our house of world order from the bottom up rather than from the top down. An end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, is likely to get us to world order faster than the old-fashioned assault. I think he misquoted. It's old-fashioned frontal assault. Richard N. Gardner, CFR member and former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for International Organization, Foreign Affairs Quarterly, CFR Magazine, April 74. A decade ago or so, I actually bought that Foreign Affairs bi-monthly book. I think I paid like $20 for it. You can buy them at bookstores every 2 months when they come out. But I actually sent off and bought the copy of where they say that. That's who runs our country. A bunch of corporate crooks. I'll read some more quotes.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, coming up, Lord Christopher Monckton is joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about huge developments in Europe. John Major, the former British Prime Minister, has come out and admitted that part of the Maastricht Treaty that brought England into the euro exempted the city of London itself, just like the Vatican, from the EU, and that this new super Europe being set up in a financial bankster takeover will actually get rid of the sovereignty of even the city of London. And he's saying instead of that, they should basically demand a vote and either get out of the euro entirely, because now it's going to be German and Vatican dominated. That's what Tony Blair has run over to Europe and been involved in all of this. And that the city of London will lose its power and it'll move to Frankfurt. And that's what's happening. You've got inter-globalist fighting going on. I've got it in the Daily Mail. I've got it in Financial Times of London. Golden chance to win power back from EU. Financial Times of London. Reclaim power from EU, says Major. But again, hidden in here, it admits all the world government stuff. Sir John Major on Telegraph, Britain should negotiate for a looser form of Europe. And he gets into the inside baseball of the Maastricht Treaty. This is just incredible. They're talking about the euro completely collapsing within a month if they don't get all these new powers. That's a bunch of bull. They're just holding people hostage. That is all coming up today. And then we've got a fellow involved with KRS-One, who we've had on the show. I'm going to get back on. And, of course, Immoral Technique and others, they're announcing a big national tour by hip-hop artists, predominantly black folks, for Ron Paul. This is big news. And so I want to get behind this and support it. Very exciting. Shattering the left-right paradigm, shattering the racial divide. It's all about liberty. It's about what's in your heart, what's in your mind, not about what color your skin is. And, by the way, we've confirmed in San Antonio and in other cities from my reporters, but also echoed by our listeners, that people show up and Move On comes in, George Soros groups, SEIC, SEIU, all those different stupid unions, the service unions, they come in there and they create racial division. They create, they bring it up. They inject it. Then they say, no Ron Paul. Matt Medina's confirmed it in San Antonio. They tell him, no Ron Paul signs. Darren McBreen, our reporter, has confirmed. His son was out at the Occupy Wall Street here in Austin yesterday. They said, do not bring your Ron Paul sign here. We're confirming this nationwide. They're telling people the Federal Reserve is good. Leave it alone. The Federal Reserve is the inside crony anti-capitalist. They're called crony capitalists, but they're not capitalists. The crony monopoly mafia men that have taken over our country, bankrupted it, and that masquerade as a federal agency. Now, a few weeks ago, a week and a half ago, it was the top drudge link, biggest link you can get on the internet. And that's exciting, as it exposed the early on attempt to co-opt Occupy Wall Street. We documented the Democratic affiliated groups months ago called for an Occupy Wall Street movement coming up in October, just like the Soviet October Revolution. And they want collectivism, like Michael Moore, the guy worth hundreds of millions, says, get rid of capitalism. That means your private property. They want higher taxes, something the big banks want, because they end up getting most of it in bailout money. They want VAT and sales tax, what Herman Cain's promoting. In Europe, they're promoting expansions of that to pay off the derivatives debt we don't owe. So we're at this point now. Will the bankers be able to con people into going along with their next phase of tyranny? And that you now have Occupy Wall Street marching to the Koch brothers and five other, including Rupert Murdoch, Republican billionaires. So again, the message is Republicans are bad, money is bad, not corrupt groups with government getting taxpayer money. That's what's bankrupting us. The globalists are purposefully destroying our sovereignty to bring in this world government. I mean, John Major has come out and warned England is about to, the UK is about to completely lose all its sovereignty. That's coming up with Lord Monckton in about 20 minutes from now. But I want to go to Adam Kokesh joining us via video Skype, because we wrote an article about them coming up and saying we want authoritarianism, we want the power of the state, we want to shut down freedom, basically. We're authoritarian. People said, well, that's out of context. Well, I'm getting that all over the country now. Okay, now we've got a new video he shot. Occupy agitators attempt to ban First Amendment. Foul-mouthed collectivists don't want their creepy consensus meetings being filmed. Paul Joseph Watson at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's got in it the video that we can't play here like the other one. That's so foul-mouthed, so gibbering that we can't play it. But you can go watch it if you want. But this is a family show. Plus, we're on AM and FM under FCC rules. But the gibbering person and others are saying you're not going to film our event. And so to break this down is Adam Kokesh. So, boy, this sounds like Quartzsite, Arizona, where they try to ban free speech. I mean, this doesn't sound like the super democracy people, Adam.
Alex, hey, thank you so much for having me on and for getting to the heart of what's really at these occupation movements. Because the core rallying cry is the 99% versus the 1%. And a lot of libertarians hear that, and a lot of people like you and me who have our worldview hear that, and they go, yeah, that's right. There's that 1% that is super rich. And a lot of them are benefiting because of bailouts, because of handouts, because of corporatism, because of the Federal Reserve System, because of what our government is doing. But there is a fundamental flaw here, and it's not just that this movement is being co-opted by liberal establishment leadership. It's more than that. This movement is fundamentally statist at its heart, because it is not saying, let's look at the moochers versus the producers, the people versus the exploiters. No, it's the successful versus the 99%. And now a lot of that 1%, like I said, is in that 1% only because of government action, because of government welfare to corporations, to the military-industrial complex, to the financial industry. But there are a lot of people who are at these demonstrations who are motivated by this rallying cry, and the primary kinds of people that are motivated by this rallying cry are the kinds of left statists. I don't like the left-right divide, but these are left statists. These are people who want to turn to the government for solutions to problems that were created by the government in the first place. And they are unwilling to admit that what they are talking about is just as bad as what we have today, that what they are asking for is for more force to be applied, for more government intervention.
Well, Adam, it's actually worse. And of course, the left-right exist in the false paradigm. So, of course, you have to address them as leftist, hardcore authoritarians. They're calling for the equivalent of the October Revolution in 1917. There's lots of beheading talk, lots of authoritarianism, lots of wealth confiscation talk, and lots of establishment talking points, free education, free health care, blah, 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 that you can only get through total degradation, total slavery, trading out Federal Reserve commissars for the new commissars and the new apparatchik. But on top of it, we've got George Soros. We've got Warren Buffett, all wanting new banker bailout money, all wanting new VAT sales taxes. Herman Cain on the fake controlled right calling for a sales tax to pay off our debt when it's not our debt. I mean, you got the whole system selling the same Kool-Aid, just with different flavors. And now I've confirmed, Adam, in Austin, in San Antonio, in Colorado, all over the country, they are coming over and saying, you get your Ron Paul thing out of here, and literally going like this. So now, maybe 3 weeks ago it wasn't co-opted, but now it is no doubt a bunch of dangerous rabble. That doesn't mean everybody is, but those getting the attention, those leading it, they're after one group, and that's after libertarians, constitutionalists.
Well, Alex, as amazing as your job of analyzing this has been, and I've been going to Infowars.com for a lot of my background on this, for getting a sense of what's going on in the larger national scene, I think the one thing that most people are still missing is that it's not just being co-opted. You can't even say that a few weeks ago it was something legitimately beautiful grassroots freedom fighting. It was always from the beginning, it was this fundamental rage. I mean, this is what the protesters have been saying. It is their rage, and it is a rage that is coming from resentment of success, that is coming from liberalism. And like you said, they're calling for an October Revolution style thing. But you know what? The October Revolution actually had a huge one up on what's going on in America today, because most of the people in the streets aren't willing to face up to the fact that it is their messiah. It is the one that they voted for. It is Barack Obama, who is responsible for those who they say in the 1%.
Exactly. At least the Bolsheviks were going after the czars, which was another form of tyranny. In this case, they're just milling around thinking Obama's going to save them from Wall Street when he's represented by the corrupt elements. And you're absolutely right, Adam. It is disgusting to hate success. A top race car driver, a top painter, a top computer programmer. Somebody like, you know, Steve Jobs, who actually did develop things. You can, you know, criticize the Chinese slave labor. It is, you're right, it's this anger at people who have done well in life, and it's really scary. Do you agree with Rand Paul, then, that this, from what you've seen in D.C. and New York, does have a true French Revolution flavor rather than a 1776 flavor?
Absolutely. Now, you know, I'm not going to try to make the historical comparisons. I'm not an expert. But what this is doing is separating us from the real divide, the real philosophical divide in this country, in this world, when it comes to matters of government and power and control, which is that it's not about those who benefit the most from the corrupt evil system. It's the corrupt evil system itself. And it doesn't exist because banksters sponsor it, because corporations corrupt it. It exists because there are people like those in the street at Occupy Wall Street right now. There are people like in the street in Occupy DC and all over the country. Now, there are some libertarian pockets. There are some libertarians who are out there doing great work. You have Occupy the Fed in Dallas. And in Minnesota, there's a slightly different kind of occupation going on that really is libertarian driven. But it is between people like these in the streets who really make up the bulk and the driving force of this movement, who want government to solve problems, who want to mooch off of others.
Exactly. And then all that does is creates a bigger vacuum for the foreign banks to suck up our wealth. These idiots don't get it. Big government doesn't work. All it does is gang rape you. Adam Kokesh, I want to talk about more of what you've seen from these people on the streets, because I mean, there's no doubt now they're calling for an October-style revolution, and they want me to basically be their slave, I guess, and work in some slave pit for them.
You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one.
Occupy Wall Street's a devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. Ooh. All right, we are joined by Adam Kokesh. I could have him on for 2 hours. I want to have him back up for a full hour in the near future, but we only got like 4 minutes, 5 minutes left. Adam, I mean, I really get what you're saying here. I tried to be friendly with these people, at least the leaders of it. They claim there's no leaders. That's a lie. It's Democratic operatives. They don't want that to be known, though. Now they admit it's come out in internal documents. This is the Obama reelection strategy. The Federal Reserve has endorsed them. I mean, what more do we need to know? These are people begging the government for something, which is fundamentally the wrong answer. Big government has gotten us into this position. Now, you've been down amongst these people. And bottom line, who leads them? Who directs them? What other authoritarian stuff have you heard them say?
Well, remember, like with the Tea Party, in order for it to be co-optable by the Republican Party, there had to be some kind of connection there. So in order for this thing to be co-optable by these left forces, it has to be fundamentally left-leaning at its core. And there are a lot of people there who are really just being led, real sheep, who are getting into these group call and repeat general assemblies, this consensus decision-making. And in these things, and I've actually been involved in some meetings like this, and it's an interesting organizing technique, but it doesn't work for things like this except to make it vulnerable to anybody who wants to co-opt them. And that's really kind of the dangerous thing about this, is that anybody who can get in there and take charge and stand up with the loudest voice and sort of run the equivalent of their parliamentary process can really take charge and really co-opt it and move it in their direction. But I want to direct people to another video that I put out, because you've been mentioning the one where I'm blocked from filming this event in D.C. and their disregard for the First Amendment fundamentally when they disagree with someone exercising their First Amendment rights is really disgraceful. But a lot of the followers, and you're not going to win over the heart of this movement. We're not going to do it with the message of liberty. We're not going to get it out by going out and shaking hands or
no, screaming. No. Now they're saying, you can have your union signs, you can call for socialism, do not bring an In the Fetter Ron Paul. That is the cross to them. I mean, and that tells you everything you need to know about these folks.
Well, that's coming from the leadership. And the thing is, a lot of the people that are there that are just showing up that really don't know better are going along with that. But a good chunk of them are very, very easily won over. Now, this is still a very small part of the population. Remember, this is... I've heard the biggest number I've heard at all out of the whole thing was 20,000 people in New York, which is significant. But really, on a regular basis, it's a couple of thousand here and there. You know, nationally.
Yeah, see how the mainstream media is giving them massive attention. That's another big tip off.
Right. Well, it is an interesting conversation. It's an important conversation. This is why I'm talking about it, because there are a lot of people there who are just kind of going along to get along, following along, but who are genuinely angry and upset with the state of the economy and the state of the country and the exploitation, and they haven't quite put the pieces together yet. There's another video on my YouTube channel called Surprise, You Might Be a Ron Paul Supporter. And it's relatively easy to convince some of these people to be won over, but the driving force behind it never will be won over. It is fundamentally anti-freedom. It is vitriolic. It is being run by people who think they can use the government to force their will on others. That's what a lot of my videos have exposed. So I do want to encourage Ron Paul supporters to get out there if they want, because it's an opportunity for outreach. But please do not mistake it for an opportunity to be a part of something, because no matter what comes out of this, you will not be happy with the outcome. It will be more government control. As you said, Alex, it's about increasing the control of government over the economy. It's about feeding into the plans for globalism. It's about getting rid of all of those individual protections that are supposed to be important in the United States. When they chant, tell me what democracy looks like, it's because they are fundamentally opposed to the idea of a republic which safeguards individual liberty. They want mob rule.
Yeah, for those that don't know, as Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin said in different permutations, democracy's two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. And for folks that are drinking fluoride and don't understand what that means, two wolves are going to vote to eat the sheep. In a republic, the sheep is protected from the wolves, even if they both vote to eat the sheep. And that's what's so fundamentally dangerous about, especially the D.C. folks. You know, the Occupy Wall Street people in Houston were pretty good. The ones in Dallas, you know, said, we're not coming to your In the Fed thing. In San Antonio, they were outright saying we're the enemy. So it's just pure idiocy, and I really feel sorry for him. Adam, I want to continue to talk to you in the next week or two as this unfolds. But when the Federal Reserve endorses it, you better believe we know it's bad. Adam Kokesh, thank you for joining us.
And keep doing the good work. You're reaching far more people than these protests are.
Well, I mean, that is another issue. So are you. The establishment's hyping these up while ignoring our In the Fed demonstrations over the last, you know, decades. It's just incredible. Adam Kokesh, thank you. Lord Monckton coming up with EU News. Stay with us.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big BA, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain.
Hank Williams, Jr.
We know who to blame.
Fired from introducing Monday Night Football after 20 years for talking bad about Lord Obama. This is his answer to it. Crank it up.
the USA, and y'all can keep the change.
Love it. Love it. Good. I'm glad he didn't just roll over. And then he's now countered back. That is the spirit we need. All right, let's continue here. Later in the next few days, I'll try to play the whole song on air. I know folks out there are wanting to hear it. Even if you're not a country music fan, you got to be a fan of the First Amendment. Friends wanna put me down. You know, I didn't think the Dixie Chicks should be blackballed for being against the Iraq War. That's their First Amendment. We're going to go to Lord Christopher Monckton, a British politician, public speaker, former newspaper editor, and hereditary peer, formerly a member, and this is kind of an older bio, he's like one of the head spokesmen for the Conservative Party. Monckton has been the head of the policy unit for UK Independence Party since 2010. He's the deputy leader of the party under Lord Pearson, and he served as the Conservative Central Office and worked for Margaret Thatcher as one of her chief advisors. He's also a scientist. And inventor. He's written for The Universe, The Sunday Telegraph, Today, The Evening Standard, and a lot more. ScienceandPublicPolicy.org and UKIP.org are the websites where you can find out more about Lord Monckton. Now, let's be clear here. I'm not an Anglophile, but having the last name Jones, I've studied English history, British history, the Britties, the whole nine yards quite a bit. And that's also at the center of world history, kind of the new Roman Empire, so you could say, coming out of England. Now we have the euro being set up by the Bilderberg Group, other globalists. Margaret Thatcher spoke out against that through the Treaty of Rome, 1957. Now it's imploding Europe by design. We predicted this years ago with our economist, and calling for a private banking system to run it with the unelected euro bureaucracy with total dictatorial power. Now, I'm even hearing MSNBC. I have even heard MSNBC. I have even heard, because I hear TV on my XM radio, I have even heard Bloomberg, CNBC, others say it's horrible that Germany is a democracy and that they're allowed to vote because they may vote Merkel out. They've almost voted her out twice. It's parliamentary. So if she loses enough seats, she's gone. It's not like an up or down vote. And boy, this is terrible. We need this financial dictatorship to save the world system. But no matter how much you pump into these derivatives, you can't prop them up. How many economists have we had on? It's over 1,500 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion. It's not our debt. But they've got these giant groups of people that are dependent, that burned half of England down a few months ago, as you know, wanting more. You've got the people bringing in record immigrant populations demanding more, more, more. 7 billion people wanting to come into the West. And it's unsustainable. And something incredible happened is why Lord Monckton joins us and hopefully be with us just a little bit in the next hour so he can really have the floor and break this down. But I have to preface all of this first. Daily Mail, Financial Times. Later I'll read some of the quotes, but I want to go to him because of time. London Telegraph, all reporting. He talks about the Maastricht Treaty and how that exempted the city of London within London, the financial district, kind of like the Vatican has its own city or D.C. has its own city or Israel's kind of become its own city state that is its own sovereign. It was exempt. But if this continues, England is already most of their laws, Monckton can give you the exact number, but the mainstream news over there says 70%+, are made by unelected bureaucrats, even though the UK people and the Brits at the center of it in England were never allowed to vote on it. They were brought into it like most other EU members, conquered financially through fraud. And here's the Prime Minister, David Cameron. UK should stay in EU, says Cameron. He goes on to say, London Independent, it's also in BBC, that he will try to block letting the UK, England, Scotland, Ireland, Northern Ireland, vote on this. So this is a big deal. My dad called me this morning. He said, why aren't you covering this? You know, I read it yesterday. I barely mentioned it, but I didn't talk about it. John Major's come out and said, this is a great way to basically get out of the euro or to weaken the euro instead of it getting more power and get UK sovereignty back. So this is a critical time for these people. Okay, this unelected, the expert Lord Monckton joins us now to break down what the euro really is, what it's doing, this new power grab out of the crisis they've created, and the extraordinary thing of John Major coming out, former head of the Tories, sounding more Margaret Thatcher-esque, saying sovereignty, get out of this world government system. He actually, you know, talks about it, but then the other conservative, you know, current conservative leader. The current Tory is saying he will try to block the UK from actually having a say in its affairs. Very tyrannical. So to bring us clarity is a big insider, Lord Monckton, who's been at the top of Downing Street, is a top advisor, a journalist, in the middle of it, heading up the UK Independence Party at the highest levels. He can give you the pure inside on what's happening. Lord Monckton, thank you for joining us. Sorry about the 6-minute preface, but I wanted to really try to break down for Americans just how big this is. I mean, it sounds like, you know, Germany today, the world tomorrow, Europe today, the world tomorrow. We're seeing this tyranny try to metastasize, and I see a chance to kill the cancer now. Lord Monckton.
Well, how very good that you introduce it as bluntly as that, because it is a tyranny now. The people of Britain want to get out. They most certainly want to have a say on whether they stay in this monster or get out. And, of course, David Cameron, who pretended before the last election that he would give us a referendum on whether we stay in or come out, has now decided that he wants to join the tyranny, and therefore he won't give us the referendum which he promised us. The Labour Party also promised us a referendum, but they're not very keen on having one either. The fact is that all the major political parties in Britain now have gone socialist. They've gone fascist, really, I suppose is the word for it. They no longer want the British people to have a say in British legislation. To answer one question you raised, it's 5 laws in 6 that are now made by or at the behest of the European dictatorship. 5 out of 6 of our laws, we have no say, no vote, no voice, no power. We are just told what the law is going to be, and we have to salute and obey. And John Major, frankly, it's time he woke up, because it was he who, by forcing Britain into the Maastricht Treaty against the will of the British people, against the will of his own party, split the Conservative Party, created UKIP in effect. I mean, the party was already in existence then, but it was only when he forced us into the Maastricht Treaty, which finally gave away our independence, that many people in the Conservative Party, including me, began to realise that the Conservative Party no longer cared about Britain's democracy. So for him now to change around and say, well, maybe we should start taking back from Europe some of the powers which he gave to Europe, that is a significant event, as is the recent defection to UKIP of the former Conservative leader in the House of Lords, very significant figure, Lord Hesketh, an immensely rich man, and UKIP could always do with money. He has now said he's joining UKIP because he's absolutely fed up to the back teeth with the Conservative Party no longer representing the people. And it was he, under the government of John Major, that forced the Maastricht Treaty through and prevented the House of Lords from demanding, as many of us, my father at that time, wished, a referendum on the issue. He fought that off. So he, too, is a significant convert from the forces of darkness to the army of light and truth. And what we are seeing now is almost a stampede out of the Tory party and into UKIP, because people have realized that the Tory party has now simply become another version of socialism. It's, if you like, a softer, bluer, greener version of socialism, but it's socialism red in tooth and claw for all that. And socialism, in essence, means dictatorship. It means taking power away from you and me and the ballot box and putting it into the hands of the great and the good, the usual suspects.
These
are very, very significant changes, Alex, that are going on here. This is a sea change. I mean, what's going to happen is that UKIP at each election gains a little. In fact, in European elections, it's already the second largest British party. And with David Cameron making the kind of noises he's making now, and with people like John Major, a former Tory Prime Minister, Lord Hesketh, a former Tory leader in the Lords, joining UKIP in saying enough is enough, this has gone too far, this is going to mean at the next European election, which comes up in 2 or 3 years' time, we might well become the largest British party in the European Parliament. That would be a very significant event. Certainly, the trend of events is now moving towards us, because if we move on, if we may, to the euro, this failed project, which I think was always designed to fail, and you have also spotted this a long way back.
Well, they've admitted that. In fact, hold on just a second, Lord Monckton, because I want to go back before you expand and continue. For people living in North America, living in the U.S., the magnitude of this, the same shareholders of the European Central Bank are, you know, the very same crew that runs our Federal Reserve that is endorsing the October Bolshevik Revolution here. There's no doubt that's what the dominant groups running the Occupy Wall Street are calling for, a collectivism, a demonization of free market, with the big mega banks pushing it, wanting to use the unwashed crowd to scalp any middle class people that they haven't robbed yet. So your fight is our fight. And so I was thinking I was correct reading this, but you've confirmed that. To have John Major come out, and these quotes are just astounding in the Financial Times, and say, we don't have a vote in Europe. We need to get our sovereignty back. We need to force this, is a major power structure break, and really shows a huge weakening of Prime Minister David Cameron. And it's another example of how the fascists want to collectivize us down on the farm while they sit back with all the wealth. So it really is fascism sitting upon a collectivist model at the lower level. That's what I've always seen from these people. They want to make it like socialism, fascism, communism, three different things, really just three different flavors of the same cyanide Kool-Aid. But to be specific here with my question, what does this signify to have David Cameron come out and say, I don't want you to be able to vote as we come to this moment of truth where all of Europe is told you will give up whatever sovereignty you have left to an unelected group who will levy taxes upon you? I mean, this is far worse than what King George was doing to the colonies. I mean, this is such naked tyranny, and they're not even lying anymore, saying we're going to do this so we can give you your free welfare. And no, they're saying in Europe, we will give you financial devastation unless you capitulate. I mean, this is so Hitlerian.
Well, I'm afraid one does start using these words like fascist and Hitlerian when one looks at what is happening. And there's no doubt that the political class in Europe, as in America, is now grabbing for absolute power. It's trying to end democracy. It's trying to preserve all the trappings and all the appearance of democracy. You can still go to the polls every 4 years, but it won't make any difference because the decisions will all be taken by people you don't elect, you can't hold to account, you can't question them, you can't remove them, and you can't replace them. We've been living under that system now for 20 or 30 years with the Hitlers of the European Union. Of course, they don't wear jackboots. Of course, they don't go around gassing people anymore. It's not that kind of thing. What it is, though, is it could very easily lead to that, because if you don't keep democracy as a constant injection of restraint and common sense into the governing system, then that's the way things go towards ever greater extremism. You only have to look at this whole climate rubbish. Now, anybody with half a brain can see that that's been oversold prodigiously. And yet the entire governing class worldwide went for it. Why? Not because they cared about whether it was true or not. All they cared about was it convenient? Was it expedient? Was it profitable? Was it going to give them this power that they want in ever larger chunks?
It was another power grab, so that's my question. That's my question before we get back into the whole latest on climate. What is going to happen then in England if you have John Major coming out and saying we deserve to be able to vote and we need to get out of the euro or at least weaken it? And then you've got all these people prancing around in the fake Labour parties and the fake Tory parties, as you said, giving you two choices of the same thing. That's their, you know, modern tyrannical way. what is going to happen is they're purely revealed. I mean, most of the European countries were brought in without a vote. Now they're being told you'll have no authority over taxes. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, all you've got to do is call them out, and you'd think they would just fall, but they don't.
Well, they don't because our political class will not let us have a say on this. You see, when the political class gets something, when the government gets something wrong, and it got Europe very badly wrong at a very early stage, and when it becomes blindingly obvious to everyone that the government got it wrong, the entire governing class got it wrong, then it simply can't and won't admit its mistake. Why? Because although ministers come and go, the civil servants in the background, who are in favour of all this because if they want more pay and greater power, they can just go to Europe and get a European civil service job. They are all still in place. They are all untouched by whatever the people may think. And they don't want this change. They don't want to admit their mistake any more than they do on the climate thing. I only bring in the climate thing here as an illustration of how no longer does our governing class care whether it's getting things right or wrong. It doesn't even try to get them right. It simply governs purely for the sake of dismantling democracy. That's what's going on now. Piece by piece, step by step, they're taking democracy away. They're doing it largely by stealth. We still have elections. They don't mean anything. You can get a David Cameron or a David Miliband or whatever the other fellow's called. These people, they're all the same. They all stand for the same things. And realistically, the chance of UKIP becoming the largest party in British elections, that's still quite some way off, but it will come step by step as gradually the people of Britain, many of whom listen to your programme, hear people like me saying to them, we are not going to give up on you. It's not the whole governing class that has turned against you. We are going to speak for democracy, for freedom, for the right of you, the people, we, the people.
Yes, yes, sir. Stay there. We're going to come right back. Come right. Many historians have pointed out that each generation faces a new form of tyranny, and it always looks different and is packaged different and smells different to a certain extent than the last one. And because people don't know history, they're doomed to repeat it. Whereas Lord Acton said, power corrupts, or power tends to corrupt, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And there is no doubt with all of their taxes, the regulations, banning kids, having balloons, outdoor space heaters, businesses, everything the euro does is pure tyranny. And now it's transferring publicly to an undemocratic thing. And our own media is praising it. I mean, it's Twilight Zone-ish to see this as they just normalize it. And now there's cracks in the facade. You have David Cameron. I mean, here's the headline. UK should stay in EU, says Cameron. He goes on to say he will not support, will try to block a referendum on UK membership of the European Union. Imagine, you go under something that makes your laws, and it's a bureaucracy that has a debating committee, but you're it's like our super Congress now with spending bills. They bring forward the bill, not an individual member, it's not debated, it's brought forward for an up or down vote, and if you don't pass it, then it just goes ahead and the super Congress passes it. It's like, you can rubber stamp this if you want, but if you don't, we're going ahead with it. I mean, this is like a Monty Python skit or something about a false democracy or false republic. And democracies are dangerous because people can vote for something bad, but you can have a republic that has democracy in it but blocks excesses. This is the worst form, where it's just pure tyranny. So just to get this straight then, what is the magnitude of this? Because the former British Prime Minister, former Tory, John Major, says this will end UK sovereignty. It will transfer the financial system of London to Frankfurt. What is the full import of this? What does this say about the power structure in the UK that this is happening?
The first thing to say is that Frankfurt already controls the city of London. From the 1st of January last year, 2010, all control over the regulation of the City of London passed to the European Union. It did so more or less secretly. There are still quite a lot of people in the city who themselves don't realise who their new masters now are. But the City of London is already history. people are moving out. Large financial institutions are realizing that they don't want to be in a city of London that's part of the European Union. They want to be outside it. They're moving to Geneva. And here's the thing. So many of them are now trying to move to Switzerland, which is in Europe but outside the European Union, has all the trading rights and freedoms but none of the obligations and none of the political nonsense. It remains a democracy. They now have so many people from the City of London, major firms, trying to get out of Britain and get out of Europe, this new sinister dictatorship, and get into Switzerland instead, that the Swiss canton, where the financial centre in Switzerland is, has had to close its waiting list for applications from Britain to move in and set up business there. That's how fast people are now already realising that the City of London is finished. This great institution, which has been there trading successfully and freely for more than 600 years, has just gone through two of the worst decades for stock market performance since records first began more than 600 years ago.
So what Hitler was unable to do, the euro has now done.
That's right. They have taken power away from the City of London. And I remember I went and had breakfast with the Lord Mayor. This is about 20 years ago now. And he was urging me to write a leading article in the Evening Standard, for which I then set the editorial policy on these political matters.
Lord Monckton, I apologize for interrupting. Can you do five more minutes and finish this amazing story? Okay, great, because he's been... Sure, stay there. We're going to be right back in 1 minute. For 20 years predicting this, now it's happening.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You see, tyrants of the 21st century have learned to come by stealth and through bureaucracies and regional governorships that destroy your local autonomy. Lord Monckton, sorry that you were interrupted by the break. You were getting into 20 years ago.
Yes, I had breakfast with the Lord Mayor in the Mansion House. Very nice breakfast it was, too, just the two of us. And he was trying to urge me to write a leading article in the Evening Standard to advocate that the European Central Bank should be established in the United Kingdom. And I said, look, of course we're not going to put the central bank in the City of London because Britain won't be joining the euro. He said, what do you mean it won't be joining the euro? It won't be joining the European currency. I said, no, it won't. The people won't stand for that. We want to keep our currency, weak though it is. It's going to be better than what will happen to this pure political creation. And there's no way that I'm going to argue that anything from the European Union should be centred in the City of London. My advice to you is steer well clear. Well, he was rather baffled by this because, of course, the consensus among all the great and the good was that Europe was wonderful and could do no wrong. Now, the City of London is one of the major recruiting grounds for UKIP. We are raising a lot of money there. People have suddenly begun to wake up to just how dangerous this European project is. And in a way, there's enormous sadness because, of course, the City of London is the great international arm of the United Kingdom. We are not an island in the sense of the free market. We trade all over the world, and the City of London is the center of that trade. And we've always been outward-looking, internationalist, European-minded.
And I was reading in the last few years you've lost the number one status.
Oh, by a long since, yes, and we're losing it very, very quickly now that the decline is precipitate as people are desperate to get out from under the...
So the EU bureaucrats and the traders in your country have done a wonderful, devastating job. And they brought in tons of foreigners who aren't from the UK, so they don't care if you lose your sovereignty. So it's a wonderful plan.
Well, it's a great tragedy that this independent financial center, which ran itself, no longer has the right to run itself. It has now been made subject to the European tyranny, which is very rapidly tightening its grip and closing it down. After all, the European Union didn't want to have to compete with the City of London. If you add all the other currencies of Europe together, including the euro, It's tiny compared with the sterling area and the vast amount of sterling currency in issue. And so they have always wanted to shut the City of London down, to remove a source of competition, to remove also a symbol of freedom, because this was what Hitler always was trying to do. It was to take away all symbols of freedom so that people gradually forgot what freedom is, no longer realized they could have freedom and how wonderful it is, and became comfortable with dictatorship. That's what's being attempted here. That's why the likes of David Cameron are saying, no, we're not going to give the British people a say on the future of Britain, on the central question of whether Britain shall...
Is there a way to recall him? Because that is such a naked, arrogant, anti-sovereign, anti-choice issue, regardless of what...
All we've got is the three major political parties, the Conservatives, the Labour, and to a much lesser extent, the so-called Liberal Democrats, who are neither liberal nor democratic. These people, all of them, think the European Union is wonderful, dictatorship is marvellous, tyranny is where we want to go. And so whoever you vote for, unless you do vote for UKIP, you're not going to be voting for freedom. Now, the thing is, what UKIP's difficulty, of course, is that it is still seen, quite wrongly, as a one-issue party that only is concerned with freedom. Well, of course, even if that were the case...
Lord Monckton, hold on. I'm sorry. Most of the breaks are at the end of the hour and the start of the hour. If you can, if you've got to go ahead and leave us now. But I want to give out some websites and things and have one more question for you, and I want you to finish up on UKIP. Can you do a couple minutes with us on the other side?
Yeah, sure. Will do.
Okay, great. We're going to go to break, come back with Lord Monckton. Then I promise... I've covered a lot of news, but I'm going to get to the rest of it. We've got another guest coming up after the break. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. This is GCNLive.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Finishing up with Lord Christopher Monckton, this is a very positive thing I see happening, to have the former British Prime Minister, who signed England, the UK, into the European Union, which is completely tyrannical now. Most of the countries were brought in without a vote, just like England, and now I've seen polls of 85 or more percent, some as high as 90, wanting out of it. And all its taxes and regulations and the rest of it. They have members from the UK in the parliament, but it has no authority, as members of UKIP have come on, like Nigel Farage and others. So it is just absolutely stunning that it has come to this point, and our government's been signing deals with the EU to start doing trade deals. This is how they get rid of your sovereignty. So in closing, Lord Monckton, it's always darkest till the dawn, or you don't know what you have till it's gone. I mean, it always takes tyranny getting bad before people wake up. Is England starting to have its Neville Chamberlain moment, or will that come later? Because if there's now open discussions of just getting out of it entirely and calling it undemocratic by people like John Major, this has got to show there's a big wake-up call happening.
That's absolutely right. It's very interesting how the media are beginning to break on this. The BBC, of course, is part of the Marxist sort of fascist conspiracy. They will not ever represent the British people's view on this issue. They won't tell you what's really going on in Europe. To them, it's socialism writ large, and they love it. But the Daily Telegraph, the Times even, to some extent the Financial Times, certainly the Daily Mail and Daily Express, which are the big kind of medium quality but big circulation papers, they are now very, very strongly against having anything further to do with the European Union. And so gradually the papers and the people are lining up and they're saying, no, we want our freedom back, we want our democracy back, we don't want the European currency, we don't want European tyranny, we want to elect the people who make our laws, and we don't want any laws imposed on us unless the people we elect have said that those laws should be inflicted upon us. And that is the big change. which we are now increasingly demanding. UKIP is now being listened to with widespread respect on this issue, because we have been saying for years that this day would come, that people would once again want their freedom back. And your voice, Alex, is a very important one in this. People will say, oh, but he's terribly extreme. But on the other hand, on issues like this, you are in the mainstream of public opinion. The mainstream of public opinion says enough is enough, democracy is what we want, and we're going to have it, and it's just a matter of time now before the entire present political class, certainly in the UK, and I think in the United States too, is swept away and replaced by people who remember what your constitution was for. It was so that no law could be made except by people that you elected to make it. That's what we're going to have to get back to. And from my point of view, and I think from yours, Alex, the sooner the better.
Absolutely. Here's my final question for you. Well, it's a two-parter. Where do you see this fight going in the future? The way the ships are basically, you know, beginning to get into battle formation, and you know, now there's actually opposition really starting to form. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You were bringing up the fact that, you know, that I'm in the mainstream on this issue. I mean, I really find common sense is always in the mainstream. It's just ignored until the damage from not following common sense becomes so great. But they've always said we're the minority and we're crazy, not believing their man-made global warming when the facts have been out forever. So I just think it's stick to it, tell the truth. And if you stand up against the lie and don't stop, you will always end up beating it.
I think two things are going to happen now. First of all, gradually in Britain, UKIP is going to become seen widely as respectable. That's already very largely happened. It's going to happen much more rapidly from here on. And it's that air of respectability, of no longer being an unconsidered whining fringe, that will make the difference, I think, in Britain and start leading to us beginning to capture parliamentary seats. That's thing number one. But thing number two, I think what is going to happen is that people are gradually going to try and insulate themselves from their governing class. They're going to start running their own independent, privately run currencies. I'm already working on this at the moment. And the idea here is that we issue a currency which is not printed or minted, so you can't fall foul of the law there. It's purely electronic. But it can't inflate because it'll be fully backed by assets. I'm not going to bore you with the technicalities, but what I'm really saying is that what is gradually happening here is that people are saying we can no longer trust the government to do things for us, like making foreign treaties or issuing currencies. So we are going to start doing this for ourselves and increasingly cut the government out of our planning and our thinking and our hopes, because the governing class is clearly no longer in touch with the people it is nominally in charge of. That's the interesting thing about John Major's defection to the truth. He was the arch-architect of Britain's membership of the European Union. Before that, it was just the European
Union. Why is he doing this? I mean, is it that the power structure in England realizes they've been double-crossed? Or is it because he wants to get his soul back? Or because he's getting so much pressure? Or a combination?
I think it's probably because, of course, no longer being in office, he's no longer being constantly bullied by civil servants who think Europe is wonderful in the way that David Cameron is. Civil service is very, very smooth and very, very powerful in Britain. And it's also now, I think, the biggest obstacle to progress towards freedom that Britain has. And David Cameron is enmeshed in that. He is a bureaucrat in just the same way that John Major was when he was in office. The difference is that now that John Major is out of office and has been out of it long enough, he is no longer constantly being whispered at by these people who want to enhance the power of the corporatist dictatorship at the expense of the people. And so he's begun to rediscover the joys of freedom. It is, I mean, you're quite right. This bellwether, that's what he is leading the way towards other members of the governing class. Lord Hesketh is just one among them, who are leaving the sinking ship of corporatist, fascist, socialist, communist, call it what you like, but it's tyranny, whichever way you stack it. They now realize this doesn't work. It's not going to give them the power and the wealth that they crave. It's going to turn Britain into a banana monarchy without any bananas and soon without a monarchy.
Well, that was my final point, is that that's what tyranny always does. It works at first like a cancer running through the body, but then it kills the host. And, I mean, they've got to know. I mean, Europe is delusional. The same thing Hitler did, many others, Napoleon. They start thinking they're invincible. So they set up a system, as I've seen some European engineers admit 30 years ago, was meant to bring countries into receivership. But the imploding of those countries through overtaxation regulation then implodes the overall structure that even the bureaucrats and the insiders sit upon. And so they're going goody.
It's a very dangerous moment, Alex, because it could go one of two ways, and it would be very difficult to predict which way it's going to go. One thing that could happen is that Britain gets out of Europe, other countries realize they don't want to be in it either, and the whole thing collapses into a narrow, putrid, inward-looking...
And England could lead the way. I mean, if England leaves, that's it. Everybody else is going to.
Exactly, and we can hope for that. But the other danger is that those who had waited for and planned for the financial collapse of the Eurozone, so that they could then say the only way out is dictatorship, they are still in the ascendant. David Cameron belongs to that group. Nick Clegg belongs to
that
group.
No, that's what I'm saying. They think the crisis will lead them to total power, but I see it destroying them in the end because they've been so good at wrecking things. It's like the Greenies.
The danger is that they will get away with imposing this dictatorship before it collapses. And, of course, it will still eventually collapse. And the more nasty and intrusive the dictatorship becomes, the more unpopular it will become, the more unsustainable it will become. And that is something which these arrogant little so-and-sos in government tend to forget. One of the most refreshing things about being part of Margaret Thatcher's administration, I was a very junior cog in it, but I was in there right at her side, if you like, in 10 Downing Street, was that that was a government that was always very conscious that it was only there for a time, it was there to do good by the people, and it was there to bring back freedom and put back wealth into people's pockets and take it away from the state. That was what we were all about, and no government in Britain since has really tried to do that. But once again, we're going to have to get back
and
to that.
And she said she was an enemy of the Bilderberg Group.
Well, she was an enemy of all these instinctual fascists, these people who think that the great and the good are wiser than the rest of us, and they should be allowed to govern in our name, whether with or without our consent. Those days, I hope, are now done, and I hope that in Britain and in Europe, we will get our democracy back, because if we don't, America will be next.
All right, Lord Monckton, we're out of time. I appreciate the time. Scienceofpublicpolicy.org. I just wanted to point out here in closing to you that you said the danger is total dictatorship. All the greenies I see are in the news like it's normal, saying green dictatorship, do it whether people like it or not. And I hear locals in Austin saying, we're going to do this one way or the other. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's the new color of fascism is green. Lord Monckton, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, too. And as always, God bless America.
Well, God bless you over there as well, and I hope you can retain your sovereignty. You know, England could lead the way out of the European Union dictatorship. Again, thank you, Lord Monckton. All right, we're going to come right back after this quick break into some other news. We have another guest popping in who's getting behind Ron Paul nationwide, hip-hop artist all over the country. Very exciting announcements there. And I do have some military news I've got to get to. Fast and furious news. Obama on fire politically. I mean... Okay, here's some of the news that's at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, also at DrudgeReport.com. The White House is admitting that Romney healthcare law was blueprint for Obamacare. We already knew that. And that's why Chris Christie, Mr. Austerity, cut everything and paid to the foreign bankers. Baron Harkonnen has endorsed Romney, who is praised by Al Gore. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, is there no end to how pathetic mainline Republican voters are, how stupid they are, how they always want to vote for the winner? I mean, we go out and expose Rick Perry being a cheerleader, literally, for Al Gore, working for him, supporting, oh, you name it, Hillary Care. It goes on and on. And he starts plummeting like a rock. Mitt Romney is just as bad. But you think that's bad. Another national poll, since the media says Herman Cain's the leader, who is the Federal Reserve guy who wants a VAT tax. He'll come in, he'll say, fight the liberals, VAT, sales tax, and Republicans will literally slit their wrists, their own children, cut their own children's head off, and just say, drink their blood, Federal Reserve, and Herman Cain will dance around in the blood, and they'll just, oh, we love being conned, ah! You notice it's black presidents while America's collapsing. That may be some New World Order joke they're pulling, so they can somehow psychologically blame black people for everything falling apart. I mean, I don't know. You want to use a weird race conspiracy. It's just really weird. Remember Bush? We ought to find that clip. Maybe go to YouTube. I know it's one of my films. Bush says Obama won't whine when he is the president during collapse. And remember Bush goes, I like Obama. He isn't upset that he's been elected and he'll be the one during the collapse. And, oh, poor me. Oh. One of those weird, demonic Bush moments. I mean, these guys are puppets, but in the case of Herman Cain, my goodness. Belafonte, though, the whole left-right thing has kicked in. When the left, the mindless left, the establishment left, attacks somebody, conservatives go right to him and support him. Oldest trick in the book. Belafonte, Herman Cain is bad apple. What does Cain fire back with? I left the Democratic plantation a long time ago. Country singer Lee Greenwood endorses Herman Cain. Demonstrator stormed D.C. offices building. Arrest made. Wall Street protesters march on billionaires' houses. Yeah, all Republicans. The Koch brothers. Rupert Murdoch. Oh, yeah, it's not a Democratic operation. They're just marching on their houses. Rapper attends wearing bling. See, the idea is by the protesters, some of them, that, you know, bling is bad. So, but wait, he's got the bling on. No, wealth is not bad. It's stolen wealth that's bad. He's also wearing a $355 Gucci shirt. Boston police are arresting dozens. Diane Sawyer, protests have spread to more than 1,000 countries. There's only about 185 if you count real countries. I mean, if you were like Luxembourg or Monte Carlo, you know, little bit kind of provinces or whatever, or little city-states, what... Update, not suicide, but was hanging flyers. An Occupy Wall Street person was hanging flyers and fell off a thing and died. Keep the Change, Hank Williams Jr. lashes out, media, new song. Drudge has got the video up there. I'm going to get, this is posted on Infowars.com also, the video of that is. So we definitely want to get that out to people. In fact, cue that up. I might just air that in the last 5 minutes of the show today. Hank Jr. for president. Hank Jr. is not a Democrat. Some more left-right garbage. But that's just some of what's going on. If you go over to Infowars.com, we've got our exclusive stories. Paul maintains top-tier status in New Hampshire. Harry plummets. You can read that. And all we got to do is expose Herman Cain. It's over. Also, Occupy the Fed Dallas going strong. Great folks up there still occupying up there. The police have said reportedly they're going to kick out the Occupy Dallas people out of the local park at 5 today. How about everybody just marches over to the Fed and occupies that? Of course, they won't, a lot of them, because they're Democrat-controlled, some of them. We are still here. It's Tuesday, October 11th. We will continue to occupy the Dallas Fed. The Occupy Dallas camp was told to leave Pioneer Park by 5 p.m. today. It's going to be a good day. Peace and Ron Paul revolution. Approximately 10 people stopped by throughout the day, another 20 at night. Last night, several of them realized I'm serious about Occupy the Fed. Now they're making arrangements for the long haul. There is good video loaded at YouTube.com, Texas Video Truth, and it's called Are the Good Times Really Over? And it goes on from there. I'll shoot more videos today. We've been posting those at Infowars.com. So great job by the folks there identifying the real enemy, the Federal Reserve. But it doesn't matter. The average conservative is like, I like Herman Cain. He's got a new tax for us. Man, income tax, Social Security tax, and a new federal sales tax with the feds in every business tracking everything we do in lifetime. Man, that's a great idea. And the liberals don't. right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that InfoWars.com and the radio show, the films, the TV show, it's all listener supported. We don't come and take $16.6 trillion and another $10 trillion and give billions to media outlets and hundreds of millions to Rachel Maddow of MSNBC to sit there and spew anti-gun, anti-freedom, anti-family stuff. No, we're not those collectivist billionaires that want more taxes. We are supported because you support our sponsors and the great products. I only take sponsors I believe in. And because you buy my books, my videos, my T-shirts. You buy PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, $5.95 a month. You can get a year membership and get 3 months free. Now we've got the films, the new films, the expanded extras, the three-hour radio/TV show, the nightly news show that's heavily produced. It's not somebody up there reading off a teleprompter and playing a few video clips and commenting on it. I mean, we got reporters. We've got interviews. We're busting our hind in here. I'm putting it all in. I mean, I'm getting home 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Every night. I'm gone on the weekends, driving around, fighting the Fed. Because I know we've already done so much damage to the globalists, we've got to go to the next level. We are all in. And you've done such a great job of spreading the word about the show, about supporting us over the years, financially and by word of mouth. You've been right beside us. We have come so far together. And I'm telling you, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member or if your neighbors don't have one, buy them one, support the show, and give them the username and passcode and say go to InfoWarsNews.com. Sometimes PrisonPlanet.tv is a scary name. Tell them go to InfoWarsNews.com. That takes them to the same page. And you notice we're getting ready to migrate over to a whole new website name and everything, but it's the same info. 8.5 years of material and information, PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. I mean, I've hired 5-6 people or more. I'm trying to hire more people, more reporters, and I'm just taking our reserves, putting them in the face of this depression, because we've got to achieve orbit. We've got to blast off. A rocket uses almost all its energy getting off the ground. People are like, wow, you've already come so far. What do you mean you achieved blast off a long time ago? No, we didn't. Everything we've done so far is nothing. The Saturn rocket for this moon launch is built. It's fueled. We just need the continued support, and we are going to absolutely devastate the globalist with your help. You think reaching 10 million people a week's big? It's nothing. We're going to the next level. We've proven our trajectory is to the stars. We will defeat these people. We will defeat the globalists, but we got to think big and take action. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, now is the time. Tell your Facebook, tell your MySpace, tell your Twitter, tell all the different sites, the YouTube, about InfoWars.com, about PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, I meant to get to this, and I'll get to it in the last little segment when our guest leaves us. This is such huge news. I'll cover it more tonight on the nightly news. We got Max Kaiser coming on. We got that trader who said Goldman Sachs rules the world. That was big, important news, and they tried to say it was fake, but it wasn't. He's joining us tonight. We got an incredible little autistic boy we talked to. Talk about tears. I cried. It was really tearing my guts out. I'm going to play that video tonight and tell the story of what happened with the cops with it. I was sitting there chewing out the cops who were laughing, going, you know they're putting poison in your water, your food. It's on record. You better research somewhere laughing. And I said, it's not funny. Autism's gone from 1 in 25,000 30 years ago to 1 in 58. And a guy comes out of the crowd and goes, yeah, like my son. And he was, very autistic. And the cops then suddenly looked freaked out, and I said, yeah. And then I saw the head cop, black lady, started crying. Because, I mean, at first they were laughing. She wasn't laughing. But, I mean, it's like, I'm not playing games. We're all under attack. We're all in this together. Don't you get it? Don't you understand it? It's not a game. It's all in now. I'm all in. I used to have like 6 months backup to run this operation. I'm just spending it all. I'm just all in, ladies and gentlemen, all in. All in. It's all in now. The enemy's rushing the gate, man. It's on right now. It's swinging muskets right now. If you want to use the Alamo analogy, it's all in right now. And if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member or you don't support us, by at least spreading the word, you're crazy. Don't think just because you know about this, and I do this all the time myself, it just happens. You think you know it, so everybody else knows it. People are ready to hear the truth now. They're awake, but they don't know. Just because you're awake doesn't mean you know everything. All right, I'm going to shut up now and go to Zach Carter, and we'll obviously get him back on as this develops. We've had KRS-One on before, And then he got massively criticized for being in the Obama deception. But boy, hadn't he been proven right about his predictions of Obama-elect. He was Obama-elect when he interviewed him. He said the country's on the edge of real revolution. Then they put a black man, and everybody sits back. We've also got, of course, a professor. We got a lot of great people. Professor Griff, a public enemy, is also in the film. And that just fell together. We got contacted by the guy that interviewed him. And then Professor Griff's plugged it at concerts and things. These are icons of hip-hop, something that's even eclipsed rock and roll in the modern day. RockTheRevolutionTour.com. Zach Carter was a member of the military. He'll give me that story. And did a Ron Paul video and got kicked out. So now he's contacted KRS-One. He's agreed to many of the dates. They're working on some other folks. Immortal Technique, who I have met and spoke with at events. I think he's just a great guy. Really hardcore, focusing on the real issues. Europa, Rise, Concise, and Crew Kid, Per Capita, Billy Blaze, Rothbard, JD, Nero, The Industry, Delvin Shade, Voice of Independence, Sun Ghost, and many more. And these are going to be dates all over the country. Great way to get the young people who are already super hot on Ron Paul involved. Very exciting with KRS-One because he's an icon. Let's go ahead and get more details from Zach Carter on this. Zach, good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex. It's a pleasure.
No, it's great to have you here. So tell us about yourselves. People know who you are. And then tell us about what you're organizing here.
Yeah, a little background on me. I spent 3 years active duty Army and 4 in the Reserves. So I was in the Reserves when I made that video back in late 2007 that got me booted from the Reserves. That was my contribution back then. And I wanted to do more, but I was under a lot of pressure to keep quiet from my family. They didn't want me going to Leavenworth. And I've been told, if you don't do anything else, this will go away kind of quietly. And I kind of regret not speaking out more then. But fast forward a few years, and I've worked on a few congressional campaigns in between, a Senate campaign, made a lot of contacts, and been able to put together, this amazing team of people. Everybody from, in the entertainment world at record labels and band managers and artists themselves. And so I had this idea about a month and a half ago, and I've been working about 16 hours a day, 7 days a week since then.
And you were telling me you're going after rock and roll, you name it, but I find it interesting it's the hip-hop folks that have been the most responsive.
Yeah, but we do have an extremely diverse lineup, and it keeps growing. I had Avery Sharp, a famous jazz musician, get a hold of me this weekend, letting me know he's interested and wants more information and wants to support Ron Paul that way.
Well, I know you can probably get Jimmy Vaughn involved. I know he travels all over playing for Ron Paul, supporting him.
Yeah. And something unique about this also is we're keeping all the shows free to the public. And, when I approach politics, I bring my past experiences with me, and I'm really not a fan of the big money. But before I joined the Army, I did something that was really frivolous, but it got me a lot of media attention. And so, I bring that with me that, if you do something a little different, you can get talked about in the media.
No, sure. Willie Nelson's done a lot of free media, free events to get attention to Farm Aid. And so it's a gift, and then the venues can sell drinks and things. You call them, they're Ron Paul supporters. Sure, they give you the venue for free. They pay their staff off the sales of food and drinks. The artists come, they get a little bit of publicity, but they're there giving. And that's what makes these things big, is the fact that they're free. So, wow, I didn't know that. This is going to be free on top of it. That is really going to supercharge this.
Yeah, and we've been able to get in smaller venues on this first leg, but we're hoping we can save money through sponsorships and all that. And we're planning a second leg after Christmas.
And, yeah, there's all sorts of venues I've talked to before. Because Willie Nelson was like, hey, let's do an event. And I was like, are you really serious, Willie? It was his idea. And he said, yeah. Because a caller called in and said it. And I talked to him. And then I went and got, a big place in Austin was ready to do it just for the concessions. And then his managers got involved. I was like, look, Willie, let's just not do it. And he's like, no, come to my closing of the backyard. Come to that and speak. So we get there. People are calling up death threatening. We don't even care about speaking to 5,000 people. You know, it just turns into a whole quagmire dealing with these people's managers. But it's the thought that counts at the end of the day. But obviously, hopefully, you'll be able to get Ron Paul to speak at a couple of these. Well, very exciting. People need to go to the website if they want to learn more on this. It's rocktherevolutiontour.com. Tell us about some of the places that are already booked and set up and some of the dates involved.
Yeah, well, in Austin, Texas, we'll be there on November 10th. And that'll be at, I think it's called the Karma Club. Definitely, you are invited, Mr. Jones.
Well, thank you, Zach. We're not only on in Austin, though. So what are some of the other places?
Yeah, you're invited to as many of the shows as you want to go to.
So no, I'm not talking about me. I'm saying where are some of the other events?
Yeah, we're kicking off in Spanaway, Washington, which is just outside of the Seattle-Tacoma area. And then we're going to Portland and Eureka, California, down to San Francisco, Santa Monica. We've got a few venues in L.A., and then to Vegas, Albuquerque, and Phoenix, Albuquerque, Vegas. Not able to pull the website up right now.
Well, that's all right. People should visit the website. Yeah. It's a very, very exciting idea, and hopefully we'll also work on getting some of the artists back on. It's been a while. We need to get KRS-One back on and some of these other people.
I'd love to have, the Voice of Independence. He's got some great music, and Rise Concise and Crooked. I know they've got some stuff where they drop your name. J.D. Nero and others, great Liberty artists that are...
Maybe you should contact somebody like Jimmy Vaughn.
Yeah, definitely. We're reaching out to everybody might be interested in supporting Ron Paul this way. It's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll be able to kind of break through that media blackout that Ron Paul has been experiencing.
Well, look, Ron Paul is a top-tier candidate. He can still win. Look at how the media finally said Kane could win, so he's gone to the number one position. People are looking for something real. I saw him in the news saying Christie's obese, so they want to vote for him because they think if you're obese, that means you're different. People need to stop going off of how somebody looks and go to the character, their deeds, their history. Ron Paul's no compromise, Constitution loving voting record. This is the guy who predicted what would happen. This is the perfect man of the hour. And if America lets this wicked corporate media cover him up and do this, we get what we deserve. But by him running, he still injects real issues. He's still got a good chance. The primaries don't kick in for 3 months or so. We've got the time to supercharge it. And what you're doing is so beautiful. And people need to be part of this. All over the country. There's also Prodigy Mob Deep, who I know is a big listener of this show, so you might want to contact him. But there's so many people that are Ron Paul supporters. I think I've even seen Neil Young say nice things about him. You know, you want to get somebody like Neil Young. Now, obviously, I'm not going to call these people for you. I do have their numbers, but I would try to get a hold of Willie Nelson. That's somebody you can get tens of thousands out. I'd try to get a hold of a Neil Young. Jimmy Vaughn gets thousands and tens of thousands out. I'd go after him. I know, I know some other folks, but I'm very exciting, very, very exciting. And, Zach, we'll definitely talk to you as soon as this unfolds. God bless.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on. All right. RockTheRevolutionTour.com. And, you build it, they will come. Already set up, already got a lot of big people that are going to be at it. Quite a sacrifice of KRS-One and others. We really appreciate them doing that. Okay, continuing here with the news and information. I do want to play a little bit more of that Hank Williams Jr. song where he's countering the establishment, but I want to get to this article first. Again, this article is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is incredibly important. I should have led the show with this today. VeriSign demands power to kill abusive websites. I'm going to cover this more on the Nightly News tonight. This is how they're going to do it, where there's no judge, no jury, no nothing. An agency says they want it gone, or a corporation says it, and your website is gone, and they're shutting down websites already like this. It's all part of the cashless system, where suddenly you have all these bank fees on you, but you've got to operate cashlessly. It's all about the globalists getting you where they want you. VeriSign demands power to kill, abusive websites, manager of all.com, internet addresses, seeks authority to terminate domains on government order without legal oversight. Now, again, Drudge linked to like four of our articles last week, and I don't shoot the Batman thing up in the sky. I did it twice, and he's put his stuff up every time. I said, please put it up. And I don't expect Drudge to link to me again this week. That would be almost gratuitous. But the point is, this is big, and this is the kind of stuff Drudge links to. But our listeners can make this big as well. We need to get this out to everybody, okay, because this is really scary. The global authority over all.com domain names, VeriSign, is demanding the power to terminate websites deemed abusive. I love that all the time. YouTube does that to us. When ordered to by government without a court order or any kind of oversight whatsoever. Yeah, we don't need any stinking court orders. We'll do whatever we want. The company said today it wants to be able to enforce the denial, cancellation, or transfer of any registration in any of a laundry list of scenarios which a domain is deemed to be abusive. They can already shut it down easy, reports the UK Register. Not only is VeriSign seeking the power to kill websites when ordered to by governments, but also by quasi-governmental agencies like MoveOn.org or George Soros' outfit or the Federal Reserve, which could extend as far as lobbying organizations and special interest. VeriSign has asked the domain name registry, this is the Obama kill switch, overseer ICANN. We ought to give this the headline, VeriSign to implement Obama kill switch selectively. That's really what this is. ICANN to grant it the power to kill a .com or .net domain in order to comply with applicable court orders, laws, government rules, or requirements, and believes the authority should be global to allow the company to shut down websites without a court order if any government agency wants to, merely requested to do so, including foreign governments. That's the tidbit that's not in here. Foreign governments, kind of like India said the wood's legal at Gibson, but still they've been raided and seized again. Oh, they got raided again, not just a month ago, but raided again last week. And I'm going to come back with some Hank Williams Jr. and then finish this. But wow, look, they can't get away with this.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working. Try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America, how do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the
chain. Hey, Hank, it's the Federal Reserve. That's who you want to go after, Mr. Williams, Mr. Hank Williams Jr. I can tell you're tired of tyranny, and you're proud of the fact that you've now been fired for speaking your mind, and now you're hitting them harder, and that's good. But you see, Herman Cain wants a new sales tax to be paid to the Federal Reserve.
And friends want to put me down.
Oh, let's hear the rest of this.
For my opinion, then twist it all around. Supposed to be talking about my father's new CD. Well, two can play that gotcha game. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. This country sure as hell is going down the drain.
Yep, don't tread on me.
We know who to blame.
All right, I'm going to put the call out here. right now. Hank Williams Jr., if you want to come on the show, we want to have you on. I know your son listens, but I know you two don't talk very much. I need to call Shooter Jennings up. Because we need to have Hank Williams Jr. really get educated on what's happening. Or he may already be educated, talking about don't tread on me. He's saying, I'm in the Tea Party. Well, the Tea Party was started by Ron Paul. And Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, or Herman Cain are all New World Order stooges who support carbon taxes in the past, Al Gore, all this garbage, Hillary Care. I can't handle it anymore. I get people every time I talk about Newt Gingrich supporting world government sending me emails saying send him proof. Just search it. He wrote the forewords to Toffler book calling for it 20 years ago. Well, the globalists put him in as a Speaker of the House. Newt Gingrich has been caught. I don't want to get off into side issues. You know, he's done TV ads supporting carbon taxes. And then I got to explain that to people? The only person's Ron Paul. Get that through your head. And if he doesn't win, he wins by getting the word out. We move forward. America's waking up. Now, I didn't get to finish up the internet kill switch news, and DHS is all involved in it. This is an important article if you want to keep the internet free. People can't believe this can happen. You didn't believe you'd get socialist health care either. You didn't believe you'd see all these things happen, did you? By the way, Gaddafi's still fighting on. NATO continued resistance in Libya, surprising. I thought they said the government was taken over a month ago. VeriSign demands power to kill abusive websites. Folks, this is the internet kill switch rolling out in plain view. We can't even give this stuff hardcore enough headlines. Reality is so much worse than what I can even tell you. But as I was saying, tonight, 7 o'clock, we've got the traitor that was on BBC and made so much news, saying Goldman Sachs rules the world. We got Max Keiser joining us. We've got this incredible interview with an autistic kid and his dad that I shot up at the Dallas Fed thing. It's all coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. See you back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. Great job, crew.